sizzle at 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzlin 99.9. We have Brian on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, this is going to be another busy weekend of car stuff, I'll tell you. But first thing I want to talk about is the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club Bug-In 40 last Sunday that we attended.
Yeah.
Man, perfect weather, over 200 vintage air-cooled Volkswagen. I think the oldest one there was a 1952, which I think was your favorite.
Yes.
And up through buses and campers and things and Karmann Ghias and air-cooled and water-cooled both. You know, they had modern Beetles up there. They had Jettas and things like that. So, I mean, it's anything Volkswagen-related was there last Sunday.
Yeah, there was. And I think the beauty about all of this is that, you know, we need to promote more of the family stuff. You know, the car groups that you're that you're working with, you know, there's always family things happening. And it was, you know, refreshing to see, I mean, dogs. You had kids there. You had strollers. I mean, it was just a great day, like you said. And there was a wide range of Volkswagens that represented, their car owners. And I think the beauty about all of this is that it was just a perfect day. What do you think?
Weather-wise, it's just a fantastic group of people. Yes, very family-friendly. You do see a lot of kids there because what kid doesn't like a Beetle? And how many people did you see slugging somebody, their partner on the arm going slug bug?
Yeah. Not only that, we run into one of the most legendary singers and guys from Minnesota, Tony.
Tony Andreessen from the Trashmen, and you actually got him to do a little.
That was good, man. That was so precious.
If you want to see the video of the event and Tony Andreessen from the Trashmen doing that, just go to the Speedy and Spit Facebook page and click on the video. That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
That's for sure.
It was a good day.
But boy, you know, we got another nice weekend this weekend, it looks like, for our car shows that are happening today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to highlight a couple of them. Okay. One of them here, it's the first year they're doing it. It's called the Spark of Hope Car and Motorcycle Show.
Hmm.
It's being held at the Walmart lot in West St. Paul, 1644 Roberts Street. And the reason why I'm bringing this one up is because they're raising money for Gillette Children's Hospital in St. Paul.
Nice.
And it's free for the spectators to come. It's $20 to enter your car. It's from 12 to 4 today, again at the West St. Paul Walmart. Door prizes, multiple awards, live DJ, food vendors, kids activities and games, local vendors there. They want some vendors to show up too to sell maybe crafts and things like that. So, again, that's from 12 to 4 today at the Walmart West St. Paul Spark of Hope Car and Motorcycle Show.
Very cool.
So then once you're done with that one,
yeah,
you can buzz up to Anoka, because last Saturday they started their cruise-in nights that happen two or three Saturdays a month. You can go to the Anoka Classic Car Show on the internet, anokaclassiccarshow.org, to get the schedule. It's happening again tonight. Starts at 4 o'clock, goes to 8. It's in downtown Anoka. It's for 1995 and older cars and trucks only. Costs $4 to display your car. All that money goes to charity once they pay for the toilets and things like that and insurance. Then the balance goes to charity. Spectators are free. There are food vendors on site. There's a DJ. A lot of the local businesses are open that got great food. You enter on 4th Avenue and Van Buren Street. That's just one block north of Main Street. So again, downtown Anoka, last Saturday, I heard they had like 400 cars there.
Wow.
They had to turn cars away. There wasn't enough room for them all. So they were parking on the side streets in the neighborhoods. So again, it was a beautiful day. That's probably why. And always the first one. But it's happening tonight. And it's two, like I say, two or three Saturdays a month. 1995 and older cars and trucks only. They bumped it up this year from 1990 to 1995.
Wow.
So, a 30-year-old car is now a classic, I guess.
There you go. I mean, it's always a fun show, man.
Oh, yeah, and it's free to spectate.
I mean,
and downtown Anoka is the place to be. That place is always a happening place.
It is.
Anoka is an awesome, awesome town.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to cover one that's happening tomorrow, the Remnants 9th Annual Shakedown Car Show.
Yeah.
They always call that the Shakedown because it's a week before Back to the 50s. So they want people to get their cars out to be sure that they're roadworthy before they head over to Back to the 50s. So that's from 9 to 3 tomorrow. And that's held at Sammy's Pizza in Coon Rapids, which is in a little shopping center right off of Foley Boulevard and Highway 10.
Yep.
Right by the movie theater, and it's a big parking lot. There's no problem. There's plenty of room for cars. 445 99th Avenue Northwest in Coon Rapids, Sammy's Pizza. That runs from 9 to 3. It's $10 entry to show your car. They got top 25 awards. It's free for the spectators. Free raffle. They always have a lot of good stuff that give away at that one. All makes and years and models are welcome.
The cool thing about this is the 9th annual. They got some beautiful stuff coming out. The Shakedown Car Show, all years, makes, models are welcome. And $10 only. When you're looking at some of the events that they have here, it's just incredible to highlight this one because there's top 25 awards, door prizes, spectators are free. Sammy's Pizza is where you want to be tomorrow. Or today.
No, tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
9 to 3 on Sunday.
There you go, 445.
Today you want to be at the Walmart in West St. Paul in downtown Anoka.
There you go. All right, so we got
Do you want to touch a little bit next weekend, the big one, you know, Back to the 50s. You want to touch a little bit on that, what kind of you're going to be involved with over there? And some of the people that you're going to be checking in with?
Which one was that?
Cartoons.
I'm just joking. You know what? I think the beauty about it is, you know,
which car show?
Yeah.
The MSRA Back to the 50s.
There you go.
The big one.
Yeah, it's the big one. You know, I'm, you know, spacing out over here, but the beauty about having cartoons show up for this particular show, I've been supporting, you know, one of the greatest artists out there. I mean, this guy is, you know, he actually retired from drywall service, okay? And he said, you know, I'm going to be an artist. 60-something years old. And John Mitchell has been out there just doing a lot of stuff, especially he was at the Rhett Fink, show or event that they have out in Manti, Utah, honoring Ed, Big Daddy Roth. And he will be there at the Cartoonists or Cartoons booth. So when you have a chance, stop by and check it out at MSRA Back to the 50s. It starts on the 19th, is that right?
It's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I think that's a day.
Father's Day weekend. What a great thing to do on Saturday or Sunday is good dad to see all the cars.
Yeah, bring the family out. You'll have fun. Boom.
And last I saw, that pre-registration was like $8,800.
Well, are you kidding me? Dang.
Yeah, it's a biggie, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
And I see that Cartoons is going to have a little coloring contest for kids, so that's kind of a neat thing. So yeah, be sure you stop by the Cartoons booth over there at Back to the 50s.
Well, thanks for shaking the spider webs out of my head this morning, all right?
Now people know this is live, man. We just wing it. There's no planning on our part. There's no rehearsal.
That's right. It's more fun that way.
That's right, exactly. You never know what's coming up.
What's next?
And speaking of never knowing what's coming up this week on Speedy's Jukebox, you know, I was driving home last week and heard a song on the radio and I thought, dang, this was a really cool song. So I looked up the guy, Roger Miller, and just did a little research on him. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Roger Miller and play some of his top songs. I mean, this guy is very underrated. He was really an influence. He's widely known for honky-tonk-influenced novelty songs.
Ooh.
And this guy had 11 Grammy Awards, and a lot of people don't even know who he is.
Dang.
11 Grammy Awards for songs, King of the Road, Dang Me, Chug-a-Lug, those are some of his big hits. I mean, this guy, after he got out of the service, he moved to Nashville. He says, I think I'm going to write songs and be a singer. So he moved to Nashville, got a job in a hotel, the Nashville Andrew Jackson Hotel, and soon became known as the singing bellhop. Well, then, all, you know, he gets discovered by George Jones.
Wow.
Who gets him an audition with a record company. They hire him to start writing songs. They paid him $50 a week to write songs. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to start writing on my own because this is not worth it for $50 a week. And I'm going to start recording. So he signed on with another record company, and he needed cash up front. Smash Records, he signed. They were an up-and-coming label called Smash Records. He asked them for $1,600 in cash in exchange for recording 16 songs.
What?
Well, it ended up later that year, just from one of those songs in 1965, he got a royalty check for $160,000.
Jeez.
So he went on, he had a TV show on NBC. A lot of people don't realize that. Big, big songwriter. He wrote lots of songs. He wrote a lot of songs for Johnny Paycheck. So today we're going to highlight three of his best, three of his Grammy winners. Dang Me, Chug-a-Lug, and his biggest hit was King of the Road.
My friend, thank you for being on today, and we'll talk soon, all right?
You bet.
Awesome. Nicely done. Brian Warhol's Speedy's Jukebox today is featuring the songwriter and singer, Roger Miller. We'll start off with Dang Me, continue on with Chug-a-Lug, and King of the Road. Thanks for listening today to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzling at a 9.9.
Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar. homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug a look, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug a look, chug a look. Make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a look, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink a fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug lug, chug lug. Make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, tag, tag, tag. Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of the names. Every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man. No pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
in the world tonight.
99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262.
Right, good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ, sizzling 99.9. And we have Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, everyone.
Boy, I'll tell you, really good weather, and the beauty about it is that, you know, it's going to be a great day for a lot of car shows throughout the metro area. But, you know, since I have Wolf on the line, you know, we want to talk a little bit about other things than, you know, car show, maybe. You know, I think I want to touch a little bit, if I could, you know, refresh my listeners, you know, interest in regards to the things that you did when you were growing up in Omaha, right? And so where I'd like to start at, because movies was a big thing back there, theaters was a big thing. During the time that you were going to high school, all right, what were you driving back then?
A 41 Ford two-door sedan that I bought from my grandfather for $1.
$1? I hope you still got it, man.
$1.
Oh my God, that is so cool. So while you were driving this thing, I mean, you were in high school, and you had a lot of friends, and you know, some of the entertainment things that you guys would come up, you know, for the weekend. What were some of those things?
Well, the drive-in was the big thing back then, a really big thing. We had three or four drive-ins. 76 West Dodge, the Skyview Drive-In. There was one in Council Bluffs. Can't quite remember the name. So we had quite a few drive-ins to pick from, whatever movies. And one thing I want to say that was kind of humorous. I had a friend who was a Catholic, and we were going to go to a I forget what the show was, but it was the 18. You had to be over 18 as the Catholic rule, I guess, to see this movie. And he was not over 18. So he told his mom and dad we were going to this other movie. And we got our girlfriends, and we got my 41 Ford, and we went to this movie he wasn't supposed to see. Now, the next day, when I seen him, he said, I was at breakfast with my dad and asked me what show we went to. And I told him that show that I told him we were going to it. And he asked me, well, how was the show? Well, tell me a little bit about it. I had to ramble on a little bit, but I didn't know. I have a clue what the show was about. But then his dad said, yeah, well, Mom and I went to a show last night, too. He said, you did? He said, yeah. We went to the drive-in, and I didn't mention that. During this is the most important part. During the movie, we went out during the between movies. I was going to go get some popcorn and stuff. I had a flat tire. So we changed the flat tire. Very important part of this, because his dad says, we went to the movie and we saw some guys change a tire in a 41 Ford in the drive-in. He said he just sank in his chair. His dad caught him big in a lie. And what's the chances that would happen? He said they were like two rows behind us.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know what? And the good thing about it, you know, it was innocent time back then. You know what I mean? How many of you actually fit in that car when you went?
Oh, usually just double dated, but there was, he could hold six comfortably. You know, I had a big bench seat in front, and the back seat was huge back then in that 41 Ford. A very, very large back seat.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Right. You know, and you didn't have safety belts back then, so you didn't have to tuck yourself in anyway. But, you know, back then, I mean, you got six people in this car, all right? Now comes liquor, okay? I mean, were you guys into, you know, drinking back then, or were you just kind of like, maybe we should just concentrate on being good, you know?
We didn't even think about drinking. It just was not even on our mind whatsoever. I was pretty careful in picking my friends. I had quite a few friends, and some of them wanted me to go out, you know, with them. They had cars, too. Come on, let's go out tonight. He said, well, let's go get some hubcaps. I said, no, thank you. They're still my friends, but I didn't go with them because they were out stealing hubcaps.
Oh, man. You know, and what age was it? What age are we talking about?
16 to 18.
So it was innocent times. You guys had, you know, your jeans are rolled up, you know, really high, and you know, fashion was a big thing back then. Ladies was in like in the poodle skirts, and you know, I don't know what's, you know, what year was this? Let's talk about that first.
Well, I graduated in 1960, so it was the late '50s, mid to late '50s. I was in high school.
All right, so we were just getting into, like, the bouffant, you know, the ladies had, you know, you know, cool hair styling back then. You know, let's jump forward if we could, because, you know, this is really paramount, because when you go to theaters, you know, you're going to see the movies that have the biggest Hollywood stars. Back then, what were the most popular Hollywood stars that were, you know, featured on the, you know, the films?
Well, we actually didn't go to the drive-in to watch the movie, so
very good. So I mean, but then you know, there were favorites, you know, when you would be watching. Now, you know, forget about the drive-in, all right? But you know, I'm sure that there were, you know, idols back then, the teen idols. I mean, who were they?
Well, James Dean was one.
Yeah.
And later on, Elvis made a few movies. He just started in the movies, I think, when about the time we graduated. But everybody liked Elvis movies. I didn't go to many of them. But Ricky Nelson, he did a few movies.
Yeah.
People liked him. But mostly we went to the monster movies.
Oh, and sure.
From the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
And we went to a lot of Superman movies. Steve Reeves, I guess. Wasn't that Steve Reeves? I guess he was Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And, you know, horror movies back then were really good. I mean, those were the favorites for everybody out in the 50s. They were all black and white. And, yeah, and, you know, it was terrifying. I've just started watching some of this old UFO stuff. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, man, those guys had a great time when they were growing up. You know, I mean, now it's like everybody's, you know, thinking about this doom and gloom and the alien stuff. We're being invaded. Well, back then it was like innocent. You look at it black and white. I'm going, nah. that ain't real, right? But, you know, horror movies. I mean, all of you were stuffed in this, like, this 41 Ford. What kind of music would you be playing on that radio?
I didn't have a radio.
No radio. So you guys are singing and carrying on.
My grandfather's car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he wasn't into music. And I didn't put after I graduated, I got I think it was a cassette player.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think I got one of those for the car. But it was a lot of rock and roll. I mean, Elvis, Ricky Nelson, a lot of blues. I love blues music.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to say hi-de-ho. Man, Roger Miller, he was just one. In fact, Speedy's jukebox for today has three of Roger Miller's hits. It was, you know, just to hear these names, you're going like, wait a minute. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, we're talking about Dang Me. We're talking about King of the Road. You know, and only those times that you could, you know, kind of connect the music and, you know, the days and what you were doing with family and friends. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the time you were growing up. I'm sure that you guys went out and had barbecues. You know, what was let's talk about the food that you guys
were talking a little bit about dress in high school.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned before the t-shirts and the guys loosened up their belts and they pulled their pants down to the hips, but we had extra long t-shirts on, so our underwear wouldn't show, and then rolled our cigarettes up in the sleeve. And our cuffs, our mother, I guess everybody did it. Our mothers bought our pants four sizes too big so we could wear them forever. And the cuffs were rolled up. They were about 2 inches thick and about inches up. And I have to laugh because I looked at my grade school graduation pictures, and I think for 3 years, I had the same shirt on.
Oh, my God. And you know what? My mother did the same thing. The same thing. You got, and you got the same clothes.
My dad had a good job, but we didn't have a whole lot of money back then. My dad worked for the Union Pacific Railroad all his life. And the pension was really great for that. But, yeah, I wanted to work for the railroad, but I didn't. I became a police officer. And that was a heck of a job.
Well, you know, I think the good thing about it is that you had a fun time growing up. But, you know, I want to speed back a little bit if I could. Because you basically,
still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think we got disconnected.
No, I'm right here, man. Are you?
I thought I got disconnected there for a minute. My phone went blank.
Oh, your phone went blank. Well, you know, that's what happens when you get older, right? It's like when I'm a senior, right? And we blank out all the time, okay? So anyway, let's step back a little bit and take a peek at some of the things that you would take to a barbecue, all right? Well, forget the liquor. Just talk about the food that you would be eating at any barbecue back then.
Oh, and the barbecues back then, we had the usual hamburgers and hot dogs, and we would have potato salad and corn on the cob and tomatoes and onions, those onion sticks or whatever they call them. Let me see, what else we had? Bread, a lot of rolls, hot rolls.
Oh, man.
And once in a while, we'd get a steak. Once in a while, we'd get steaks. Because like I say, of course, back then, the steak was probably 20 cents a pound. But when people only made probably $2,000 a year, they had to stretch out that money. If money went a lot farther back then.
Yeah, it did.
The barbecues we did a lot of barbecues and a lot of backyard eating and porch eating, too. We'd have a lot of porches, a lot of homes back then. The brick homes had those big porches where the family would get together and the neighbors. That was a good thing. That was a good time.
You know what? I recall that my father-in-law had a huge home over here, and that was the main place to be on that porch after work, you know, and just enjoying family and friends, and the neighborhood was bustling. I mean, there were so many things going on. You got kids running around, and back then you could go into anybody's house and borrow a cup of sugar, you know, without even asking, you know? And then, you know, coming back and say, I was in the US. Yeah, well, you need any more? You know, it's like, hold on, right? Hey, then, you know, go back. Let's go back a little bit. Because newspapers back then were an interesting source of information, all right? What was the most interesting things that you would read about in your neck of the woods?
Well, it was a lot of it. Well, the one thing we did read a lot about and was the Charlie Stark murder in Lincoln, Nebraska, and in Omaha. I don't suppose you remember that, but it was one of the first serial murders. Charlie Stark, he killed his girlfriend's parents, I guess, because they didn't want her to date him. And then he went on, took off with her and took their car, and he ended up murdering a couple youngsters I think they were in a park, and I think he killed one or two more. And that was a big thing. We talked about that for a long time, because that was unusual back then to have something like that happen.
Man, you know, that sounds nasty. You know, I mean, I'm sure it went on and on. And, you know, back then, you know, you didn't have the technology that we have now. I mean, there was all human intelligence. You know, it just happened to be, you know. And I'm thankful to hear that you became a policeman and you were able to, you know, learn some of the skills that you have. But let's go back a little bit, because not just in the newspapers. What was your favorite comic books?
Oh boy, I had a stack of those. my dad, when he'd go on the railroad, he'd be gone for a while, but he would bring us every time he went on a trip. He'd bring us back two or three comic books, and I had Hopalong Cassidy.
Ooh,
and I had that was my favorite. A lot of Mickey Mouse books.
Hi-yo, Silver!
Yeah, the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. And,
but I had the first one of the first 3D comic books.
What?
And that, yeah, it was a 3D comic book. It was, you had to wear the red and that blue lens.
Oh, right.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Right.
That was a 3D comic book. I had some other ones I can't remember what they were, but we had so many of those, and we would read those, and that it was a lot of fun reading those. I mean, kids don't read nowadays. I know they still have comic books, but I think they're more collector's items than anything else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, there was at one time there was a big resurgence of 3D, but where that went, who knows? I think it's now known as AI. Okay, so okay, listen, you know, I got about 5 minutes left for you. Let's talk a little bit about any of the car shows that you basically have gone to in the last couple of weeks, and perhaps some of the shows that you're going to be going to coming up within the next week or so.
Yeah, well, I went to Buck Hill again. I went to that last year. This is the first time I went this year, but I thought they were cleaning it up because you had to register. And a lot of kids last year, the young kids with their Hondas and stuff and Subarus, were peeling out. They had the cops there. They were giving out tickets. Kind of ruined it. And you know how that works, because one show got canceled. But I know it's just a motorcycle, a car get together, per se. It's not a show. But, you know, I went there and there were some car clubs. I think there's a couple cars from the Southern Cruisers.
Oh, yeah.
A couple car clubs were. And talking and having a good time. But you'd sit there and I'd watch these cars go by, and they were no different than the cars you see on the street. I mean, they had some Uber, they had some Jeeps, they're all newer cars. And I guess, you know, I go to the thing, I expect to see a car show, but well, there's a few cars that came in, the street rods and customs and muscle cars came through, but the majority of them were just kind of a street type cars. But so I've got some car shows that I'm going to. I'm going to the Legion in Apple Valley. That's June 26th.
Okay.
That is the Freedom Days.
Okay.
That starts at 5. And July 3rd, I'm going to go to Bloomington. That's another, I believe it's a church, 8600 Fremont Street. I think that's the street.
Yep.
But July 11th is the Panaprog, and I'm going to that one. I go to that every year, the Panaprog. And then the one I'm going to is the Street Machine Nationals. That's 17th, 18th, 19th at the fairground. And one nice thing about that, I have a friend that has a couple street rods, and he gets his parking spots every year.
Yep.
For $25, you can get a parking spot, and boy, is that nice. You'd have to drive around there forever.
Yeah, and it's like a... And I think it's, it's a confirmation that, you know, you have a spot when you get there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just pull in there, and they all numbered. And it's only $25. And it's a great, great time. I'd like to go a little farther. You know, by situation, I can't get too far from home. But I'd like to go to that Jesse James Day car show down there in Northfield. And I'm going to try to get to that one. Hopefully the wife's better and a little more independent. And then I can get down to that Jesse James. They say that's a pretty nice little show.
Well, I think...
Have you ever been to that one?
No, you know what? I have not. Northfield is a little bit further away from us. You know, we live in Crystal, and we try and stay within, the metro area. But the beauty about... what Speedy and Spit has been doing, we've been increasing some of our market, and this is one of the reasons that we took on the Southern Cruisers Summer Spectacular that's coming up in August.
I'm going to that too.
Okay.
When is that?
I believe it's August 27th. I would have to confirm that once again. Either the 23rd or the 27th. But, we'll be there, and we'll have some fun. I think the good thing about, some of the car shows that are coming up, they're more glamorous ones. MSRA Back to the 50s on the 19th, that's when it starts. Street Machine Nationals, like you just said. Speedy and Spit will be at the Summer Spectacular with Southern Cruisers. We do have another one with TSI Smith-Nielsen, one of our sponsors up in Brooklyn Park. That's coming up as well in October. So, yeah. Just take a closer look at the Speedy and Spit's Facebook page. Wolf, I got about another minute for you. What's the parting words for our listeners?
Oh, the parting word. Let's see. Okay. Well, all you've done in the past is behind you, and you can't change it. But as you go forward and move on and live your life, continued, live a life that you never have to say, I'm sorry.
Wow.
God bless you all.
There you go. Thanks so much, Wolf, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, love you all.
Awesome. Nicely done. Rich Wolf, you can find him on Facebook page. You're listening to Pauly on KSIZ Sizzle 99.9 Speedy and Spitz Street Beat. Time to go back to some music.
Get to Don Ramon Street Tacos at 1555 First Avenue East and Highway 101 in Shakopee for the best Tex-Mex north of the border, or call their order line at 952-217-4860 and tell them that Pauly Spitz sent you.
Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurlson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at mad@madmusclegarage.com for further details.